In 1818, an English traveller wrote this strong criticism of the sculpture of the Three Graces by Antonio Canova, which you see before you.
They are three pretty simpletons, with the nimny-pimny airs of a fashionable boarding school. There is silliness without simplicity, and no two qualities can be more opposite.
But most people at the time thought it was a masterpiece. It was commissioned by the Duke of Bedford, who, when he first saw a plaster model for the sculpture, told Canova,
"I frankly declare that I have seen nothing in ancient or modern sculpture that has given me more pleasure than this piece of work."
For his own version, he gave Canova this instruction.
"I leave the variations in the group and in the figures of the Three Graces entirely to your judgment, but I hope that the true grace that so particularly distinguishes this work will be completely preserved."
The completed statue was installed at the Duke's home, Woburn Abbey. An 1822 catalogue of the sculpture at Woburn summed up the appeal of the work.
"In the constrained flexibility with which their arms are entwined round each other, in the perfect symmetry of their limbs, in the delicacy of detail and exquisiteness of finish in the feet and hands, in that look of living softness given to the surface of the marble which looks as if it would yield to the touch, this great sculptor has shown the utmost delicacy and judgment."